You're on 981 2M. New South Wales Labor is calling on the government to extend the test and isolate payment to apply to regional communities like ours in the Upper Hunter. Joining us to have a chat about this is Shadow Minister for Regional New South Wales, Mick Veitch. Mick, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Why is this an important request of the government?
Well, look, we just don't want people being out of pocket because they're doing the right thing. We want people to get tested and we need them to isolate until they get the test results. For a lot of people, that means they are then out of pocket. They can't go to work, they can't make a living. And so the importance of these test and isolate payments is that people aren't out of pocket because they're doing the right thing.
Incredibly important for the Upper Hunter. So many people who are working here casually, because if you take a day off, you just lose a day's pay.
Yeah, and this is the real issue around the... And then the reason why we want this payment spread across all of New South Wales is essentially the casual workforce is the workforce most impacted here, Andrew. They are the ones, as you say, who take the day off to go and get the test and then have to stay at home until they get their test results. They're out of pocket. They can't go to work. They have no other means of making a dollar. They've got to pay the rent. They've got to pay the utility bills. They've got to put food on the table. These payments are about supporting people who are doing the right thing. And we want people to get tested. We need people to isolate if they're unwell. So let's help people do the right thing.
Mick, you've put the request out there. Has the government come back at all?
Not at this stage. Not at this stage. We want this right across New South Wales. So pretty important to the Upper Hunter, but it's also important to a whole heap of other places across regional New South Wales. We hope the government accept that there's a bit of sense in this suggestion and that they take it on board.
The state government actually has had some pretty good ideas when it's come to this whole experience. The Dine and Discover, for example, was a wonderful way to get everybody to go out there and spend a few dollars and help local business. Can you think of any reason why they wouldn't want to spend a few dollars to help everybody keep the roof over their head and put a plate of food on the table?
Oh, I can't see why he wouldn't do this. I mean, we really do need to support people when they do the right thing. COVID is real. It is happening. We've got some horrific numbers across regional New South Wales. And we just need to support people through this these times. I mean, it's we've not seen this before in New South Wales. So people need to be supported for doing the right thing. And that's the fundamental principle here behind this suggestion.
Well, Mick Veitch, we certainly do appreciate you putting forward the idea. Everybody here in the Upper Hunter certainly hope it gets pushed through, and we'll keep an eye on things as we move forward. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on 2NM.
Look, thanks, Andrew, and you have a great day.